Prisus, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Gimel 4:3. So we pick up really where we left off in the previous Mishnah. We had a machlokas. If a person did an avera, but he doesn't know which of the two he did, and both are machayev machatas, he's not sure. It's machlokas tanaim here if he brings a chatas at all. So here, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon Omrim lo nechlu al davar shu mishum shem echad. They clarify. Rabbi Shimon and Shimon Shazuri clarified that the machlokas only we're talking about. We're not sure which malacha or which avera he did. So did he eat dam or did he eat nosar? We don't know. But if we know he ate nosar, we just don't know, you know, did he eat this nosar sandwich or that nosar sandwich? It doesn't matter. If it's one shaming, it's we know the particular avera he did it. You just don't know exactly what happened, which are the two pieces of forbidden meat he ate, whatever it is. So then for sure, shu chayav, we know for sure he's obligated to bring a chatas in such a scenario. And if he doesn't know, if you know, and it could be Ashram Tali if he doesn't know, you know, if he ate it at all, but he knows what he did. So Amal Nechlaku, so what is the machlokas? Al Davrashu Mishum Shnei Shemos. The machlokas is where you have two separate categories of sin. So we don't know, like, you know, was it is the Nido or the sister, or was it Shabbos or Yom Kippur, was it Nosar or Chalev? Shribli Lezer Machayev Chatas. Shribli Lezer says, if you know your Chayev Chatas, you just don't know which shame, which category, which aver you did, you have to bring a chatas anyways. And Rabbi Yeshua Potter, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you don't, because he holds, based on the same drash we had a second ago, Asher Chata Ba, you have to know which sin you sinned in. If you don't know which category of sin you did, there's no chatas to be brought. If you recall, Rabbi Eliezer held that the Asher Chata Ba is coming to exclude Misasek. And actually, both of them agree that a Misasek is Potter from bringing a chatas. We're going to discuss the misasik now, so let's just discuss it. So I gave the example in the previous case here, so the classic, where a person is intending to do something, reach for a book, and then he accidentally bumps the light switch with his elbow. That's not a shoge, because he didn't intend to turn the lights on at all. Shoge would be he turned it on, he just didn't know it was usher. But if he didn't intend to do the action at all, that's called a misasik. So that's a simple case, but the more extreme case of misasik would be, let's say, for example, a person is intending to pluck figs off a tree, and that's kotzer, it's a malacha. But all malachas require what's called malachas machsheves, calculated labor, which has a number of conditions. But the idea basically is you have to sort of have an idea of what you want to do in your head and then carry it out, kind of like Hashem did, so to speak, kaviyachol, on Shabbos. That's what you can't do. So if your plan was to pluck fig A and you ended up accidentally plucking fig B, so that wasn't, you didn't intend to pluck fig B, that was your intention. It's like reaching for the book and touching the light switch, even. And therefore, that's also called a misasik, and you'd be putter from bring a chatas for that as well. Now, our mission is going to say, what about, and this is going to say the machlokas between Rabbi Yehoshua and Belezer, what about if you're intending to harvest figs and grapes, but you specifically want to harvest figs first and grapes second, because you like to keep things in alphabetical order, for argument's sake. Okay? And then you are accidentally get the grape before the fig. So you actually had intended to harvest the grapes, just you didn't, with this particular momentary action, intend to get the grape, you intended for the fig. So is that also called a misasik? And that's their machlokas, says the Mishnah. So inside it says as follows. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Afilu niskaven lilkot te'enim. Even if a person is intending to get the figs first, v'liket anavim, but he accidentally clipped the grape, or anavim, he was intended to get the grapes first, v'liket te'enim, he accidentally plucked the fig first, or for other examples, shechoros v'liket levanos, he wanted the black ones before the white ones, but he plucked the white ones first. Or levanos v'liket shechoros, he wanted the white ones first, but accidentally got the black ones first. But in those cases where he was intending to pluck both, he just didn't do it in the right order. So his momentary action in like the, you know, in the most instant was a fulfillment of his intentional that second, but his larger intention was indeed to harvest it. So there, that's machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer Machayev Chatash. Rabbi Eliezer says, that's not called a misasek, because you in the big picture intended to harvest both. And therefore you bring a chatas. Again, you thought it was mutter, so you're acting b'shogeg. And Rabbi Yehoshua Potter, Rabbi Yehoshua says, no, that's called a misasik. If at this very instant you weren't intending to get this very fig, so then that's not fulfilling your action, and it's a misasik, and you're putter altogether from bringing a chatas. Am Rabbi Yehuda Tomea Ani. I'm actually shocked, says Rabbi Yehuda, and this might not make sense for the previous Mishnah, except that the Bar Tanura understands that it's not Rabbi Yehuda, but rather Rabbi Shimon who's talking. So let's read in his girsa, then it's no problem. Rabbi Shimon says, Tameya ani, I'm actually shocked, im yiftar ba Rabbi Yeshua. I'm actually shocked if Rabbi Yeshua would potter a person just because he did it in the wrong order, because he was intending to harvest both grapes and figs, and he did harvest both grapes and figs. So that sounds like, okay, he's a shogeg, he's a mutter, but it's still, even though the order is out of order, it doesn't matter, he'd still be b'chayev chatas, says Rabbi Yehuda. So if that's the case, imkein lama ne'amar asher chataba. So then the question now becomes, what does asher chataba come to add? If you hold that you're chayev in that, so what's it going to exclude? The answer is prat the misasek, to exclude misasek. But here, the word misasek means the more conventional misasek, meaning not the scenario where you're intending to do both, but just you acted in the wrong order. That's not called misasek, according to Akol Rabbi Shimon. It's where you indeed intended to do malacha, you intended to do action A, and you accidentally did forbidden malacha B. So you were reaching over to catch a baseball, and you accidentally plucked a fig off a tree or something like that, okay? That's the misasek which you are pater for, says Rabbi Shimon.